This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 14th of September. Despite the 18th round of the LV County Championship being somewhat rain affected, it still managed to produce several results that could prove critical come the end of the season. Durham took a comfortable 27.5 point lead over Yorkshire at the top of Division 1 thanks to their dramatic win and the latter's draw. They bundled Derbyshire out for pitiful 63 in their second innings, put the home side firmly back in the relegation zone. Only three Derbyshire batsmen reached double figures, as Graham Onions proved the familiar destroyer, taking 5 for 23. He was again given excellent support by the underrated Chris Rush with a 3 for 31, while Usman Arshad nipped him with a couple of cheap wickets at the end. The home side had earlier had the better of the opening exchanges, wrapping up the Durham first innings at 325, thanks to Tony Palladino's 6 for 90. However, following Derbyshire's second innings demise, Durham needed just 37 in the fourth innings and knocked them off inside 8 overs for the loss of Mark Stoneman. It is now hard to see how Derbyshire can escape the drop, especially as they have played a game more than their closest rivals and given that Somerset beat Surrey at Taunton. It was an important win for the home side as they prevailed in a tense fourth innings run chase of 133 thanks to contributions from Marcus Roscothick, Nick Compton, James Hildreth and Craig Keysbetter. Craig Meshed had earlier taken 4 wickets, as Surrey's last 6 second innings wickets added just 100 to the overnight 97 before. Yorkshire's best efforts to force a win against Sussex were in vain, and they are now distant second favourites for the title. They allowed the Sussex batsmen to feast on some declaration bowling their second innings and were set 300 to win in 64 overs. Unfortunately, they faced just 20 overs before the weather intervened once more, with them on 81 for 2. Adam Lyth was unbeaten on 40. Nottinghamshire slipped close to the relegation zone as their match against Middlesex went into bonus point accumulation mode at Lords. They are now just 9 points clear of the bottom two, picking up only 2 bowling points to Middlesex's 4 batting ones. The home side eventually ended on 353 for 7, with Chris Rogers having made 108 and Joe Denley and John Simpson adding half centuries. Andre Adams was the pick of the Notts attack with 4 for 98. Leicestershire hung on long enough to deny Lancashire the win that would have given them the Division 2 title. The home side did, however, manage to secure enough points to guarantee promotion to the top flight for 2014, thanks to Essex's draw against Kent. Ben Rain and Niall O'Brien both passed 50 for the Foxes, as they recovered from their position of 14 for 3 yesterday to make 329. There were also useful contributions from Matthew Boyce, Tom Wells and James Sykes. Kyle Hogg and Simon Kerrigan each ended with 3 wickets for Lancashire. The weather and Darren Stevens were responsible for putting the major dent into Essex's promotion aspirations. Play didn't get underway until well in the afternoon at Canterbury, with Stevens hitting 67 to prevent Kent from slumping to a heavy defeat. They had lost Sam Northeast early to Rhys Topley, with Geraint Jones making just 12, but Callum Haggett and Mark Davies played useful rearguards to back up Stevens' effort. Essex are now 21 points behind second place Northamptonshire. Ben Cox celebrated being offered a new contract by Worcestershire by hitting a career-best 65 as their match against Hampshire petered out into a draw. He and Shaq Chowdhury added 78 for the 7th wicket, helped their side declare 351 for 8 and deny the visitors a third bowling bonus point. Hampshire then reached 69 for 2 in their second innings before the draw was agreed at the earliest opportunity. A Middlesex of side left arm spinner Ravi Patel on a new 3-year contract. Patel's moved into the role of second spinner this season at Lords, with his rival for that role, Tom Smith, now having been released by the county.